Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,401. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk!
Come on!
Montgomery!
Thank you! Hi, the Men's Room! On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less! We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack, drinking a jam!
All right, here we go. Man poses as cop, so he goes and steals a donut from a Utah 7-Eleven. Meanwhile, a teacher says she didn't have sex with students, saying she's too short to do it that way with Kevin. Authorities tell tennis players quarantining for Australian Open to stop feeding the mice. A couple walk into gym maskless and cough on people and equipment, which is not nice. And a couple takes a ride on a Myrtle Beach sky wheel and they shoot a porn. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, as Miles pointed out, a teacher has been accused of having sex with a 15-year-old student. And she, of course, denies that allegation. And as proof, she explains she's just too short to have performed the sex act that she's accused of. I know your mind's wandering. We'll share the details in a bit. But yeah, too short. Okay. Well, in New Zealand, a man was sentenced to 8 years in prison. But he won't actually serve any time in prison. Why? Because he is too fat. That ended up working out well for him. It did not work out so well for a 630-pound woman in England. She says, and I saw the pictures, I believe her, she says she had to stop shopping in public after her giant butt got stuck in the double doors of a supermarket. The doors opened, she tried to walk in. She couldn't get in. I looked at the picture, snuck it. Too fat, too short, too tall, too young, too old, you name it. Somebody is too something to do something, whether that's right or wrong. A woman, she was chased and accused of kidnapping because people thought she was too old to have a baby. It was her baby. And then her guy was released from prison because the judge thought, well, the guy's 77. He's too old to be a threat. You know what the guy did? He killed another person when he was let out because apparently you're never too old to stab someone. Isn't that good news?
Jesus.
But look, your age, your height, your weight, your gender, these things come into play all the time for different reasons. I mean, what? On Super Bowl Sunday, I believe the first female official will be part of the officiating crew for the Super Bowl. If you want to get on Disney rides, well, we got a list of them, man. You better be a certain height. You want to join the military? You can't be taller than 6'8". something comes into play everywhere, and that's what we want to talk about today. So age, weight, height, or gender. What has either worked to your advantage or against it?
Here for the Big Show, call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,401. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat is once again Steve the Thrill Hill. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. You said it was a sticky Who Sucks Less?
It is a sticky Who Sucks Less. I pulled a story for news. Then it occurred to me that this type of thing has probably happened more than once. Googled it, and there's a treasure trove of similar stories.
Is this going to disgust us?
No.
Is it my kind of week? That kind of sticky?
No, it's not semen, Ted. It's
I thought you were talking about weed.
The sticky icky.
I'm still waiting for semen week.
Semen week.
Semen week.
Boy, that will be different.
On Discovery Channel, semen.
Which one of us just... You guess, and you win the prize. on to the question today.
Ed smoking a cigarette in the kitchen.
We're going to talk about how you, one way or another, how things have helped you in life, how things have hurt you in life, just based on who you are as a person.
Sure.
Maybe your profession has something to do with it. But a lot of times we were discussing this because, Steve, your brother is an NFL official.
That is correct.
That for the first time ever, a woman is going to officiate in the Super Bowl. Now, you might not think that's a big deal, but it is a big deal because it's never been done before, obviously.
Sure.
And this is the first time it's ever been done. So if you wanted to be in that profession and you wanted to do this, it traditionally wasn't something that women did.
Right.
And now you got a woman in the Super Bowl. So something just that easy, you're working against...
Well, my brother's an official because he was too tiny to play sports.
Seriously,
he got to high school. He was 5'9", weighed like a 140, something like that. Mm-hmm. He loved sports, but all the coaches were like, bro, I mean, seriously, like, you're going to get killed. So now he's an NFL official.
Right.
And still tiny by comparison.
Mm-hmm. And we know by height has a lot to do with athletics as far as what you could maybe succeed in. Gives you a little bit of advantage depending on what sport you play, what position you play. Other than like Andre Agassi, I don't remember a lot of very short tennis players that were on the male side that were successful. You know what? And not that he was really that short, but comparatively,
to
all the guys that he was playing, 6-8 inch difference most of the time.
Well, sure. I mean, like Drew Brees. Obviously, he's had a story career, but they're like, I don't know, man. He's only 5'11". 5'11's not short. It's just in the NFL, based on that position, everyone else is 6'4 and above, right?
And between him, Russell Wilson, they kind of broke that mold where, you know, I mean, now the Arizona Cardinals or whoever's drafting quarterbacks, they don't look at that stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't. You know, it's like, trust me.
There's someone who's 4'10", it's like it matters, player.
Well, right.
Yeah.
I would say Brian Westbrook years ago for the Eagles did that for running backs.
You're just bringing him up because you went to your high school. You could have named 400 different running backs. The only reason you brought up Brian Westbrook is because you guys went to the same high school. I'm just saying it so you don't have to. That's all. He went to DeMatha.
You got me. You're guilty.
But when you look at it's been a while since the NBA has had a really, really short player. I mean, you got to go back 20 years, don't you?
Spud Webb.
Muggsy Bogues. Somebody like that.
I mean, even the short guys now are still like 6'3", 6'4".
Right. They say they're short, and I'm like, he's my height.
But then you look at someone like Bol Bol.
He is
tall.
And
you remember his father?
Yeah, Manute.
Manute, yeah. Which is a very unfitting name for a man who's like 7'2".
But it definitely helps you out, depending on... But it also can hurt you. You know, there's no way that Bol Bol can decide that he's going to take a Southwest flight and fly anywhere. Because if what you're telling me is true, and they don't have first class...
He's not fitting on there.
He can't fit on the plane.
Right.
I mean, there's no way. And he can't... Yeah. There's a lot of things that he can do. He can go to the bedroom store and buy a regular bed.
He also can't ride certain roller coasters, right? Usually you're mad because you're too short to get on a roller coaster, right? Because you're a kid. But then when you're that height, they're like, look, there's a point where this thing goes in the tunnel. You'll have your head ripped off. Like, you are too tall to get on this roller coaster.
Think about jeans.
Oh, like, you're buying pants, you mean?
Yeah. Like, I knew a guy that was 7 foot in high school, and he was like, you have no idea. Like, you got to special order all these jeans.
Oh, for sure, man.
When Disney took the NBA bubble, they ordered beds. That was their thing.
Mm-hmm.
They had to order these big-ass beds, and that was part of the agreement. Like, look, and hotels do it, too. As far as traveling teams go, cities that have NBA, they offer all kinds of different accommodations.
But don't think that height always has something to do with it. This is true. A guy that I used to run with back in the day of getting drunk and doing drugs and all, let's call him Hollywood, all right? Well, he is all grown up now. You know, we're both 50 years old. He's the manager. I think he's in Orlando or Tampa, Florida. I cannot remember. Either way, he's the manager, now I believe the regional manager, of the big and tall stores, right? So if you're a big dude or a tall dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's 5'4".
So he's on the opposite end of the spectrum.
My buddy, when he told me what he did for a living, I laughed for 30 minutes. Because I did not believe him. Even when I said, well, what are you doing now, man? He's like, I don't want to tell you. So I thought of some embarrassing, horrible thing. I'm like, well, what do? Do you have a job? He's like, I got a great job, man. So I got insurance and everything. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, I manage the big and tall store. And I mean, I could not stop laughing. I said, bro, you're 5'4". He's like, I know. He's like, and every time a customer comes in, you know, when they say, I want to see the manager, and my little ass walks out there, they don't believe I'm the manager. I'm like,
is he at least big?
He's built.
Yeah.
I mean, he's swole from working out, but still, he could go anywhere and find clothes to fit him, except the place that he manages.
The place he works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we start with this story. This is kind of a weird one. A married teacher claims she could not have had sex with a pupil as she is too short for the position in question.
All right.
Candace Barber, who is 35, is accused of some type of sex act with a 15-year-old boy who has not been named and having sex with him while standing up. The court heard that she had already been convicted at a trial in September last year of sending a video to the boy showing her doing some things to herself while on the bed, surrounded by toys, and sexually communicating with the complainant. Well, he is now 18, appeared by video link, and claims that he also met Barber for sexual activity on 3 separate occasions.
Do they say the position?
Asked about an alleged incident of sex while standing, you accept she is quite tiny. Only about 5 feet, isn't she? So you were taller than her at the time, weren't you? You did not even think that she could reach your shoulders at the time, would she? The boy said he had crouched and bent his knees to get around the height difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a terrible defense.
Right.
The boy cannot name the specific dates when the activity had taken place, but said it was in 2018, and immediately before the school half term. With two of them meeting, he said, happened before his 16th birthday, and one taking place afterward, blah, 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 blah. But that is the defense, just based on the fact that two people of that size could not be able to do that. Now, we've all seen normal couples out there where there is a significant height difference.
Absolutely.
And it's I often wonder about things like that. Not things like that, necessarily. But other things.
In Houston, on my dad's side of the family, his sister is about 5 foot tall or 5'1". Tiny little woman. Her husband, Black Boomhauer, he's about 6'9". They've been together for probably 45, 50 years. They have two kids that look like them. I know they've had sex, and obviously I don't want to ask them about it, but like in your head when they
just
talk about it.
I mean, like just to kiss each other. You know what I mean? I mean, just to bend, you know, he's got to bend over.
I think sex would be easier than kissing.
I agree.
Right.
I mean, your parts are where your parts are. Like, where the rest of the body is doesn't matter as long as they're matched up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, when they kiss, does she get on a chair? Does he bend all the way over?
Oh, he bends down.
That and seems it takes like a long way to go.
It really, I mean, when they, and like I said, they've been together forever, as long as I've been alive, man. But when you see them standing side by side, you're like, what in the, it just, it looks crazy. I mean, she's a teeny tiny woman. He's a big old man.
I told you, I went to high school with a guy, and his dad was always around the school and stuff, just helping out or whatever.
Right.
But the mom had long passed away. But the kid was monster. And he wore, like, I don't know, I want to say, like, 17 shoes.
Jeez.
Just tall. But his dad was this tiny little man. So one day we asked his buddy, we were just like, hey, Darius, like, what did Edge's mom look like? She was a big woman.
Oh.
So we were always like, she must have been a massive, just because the height and size alone did not add up to how Edge was that big.
But no one wanted to ask, how big was your mom?
Right, you couldn't ask him that.
Right? No one found a way to beat around the bush. Yeah, I met your father. Oh, yeah, nice guy.
I mean, I'm 5'9", 5'9 and a half, right? Short enough that I would say his dad was short.
Wow. Okay, right? Yeah, that
put
says
it
a
in
lot.
Perspective. And the son is like 6'6".
But you can still find a way to have sex. I mean, yeah. Christ, someone will be like, oh, this is a mud. It was a Great Dane and a Chihuahua or whatever. And you're like, how in the hell? And especially when they point out, oh, no. The Chihuahua was the male. Like, really? I mean, how did this happen, man?
Here's one that involves age. Now, this is a bizarre story. This is on the other end of the spectrum. All right? They say, in the 21st century, improvements in medical care, birth control, gender equality have augmented women have babies at a later age. For some reason, a hospital contractor in New Zealand did not get that memo. And when she saw a woman she deemed, quote, too old to have a baby leave with her newborn, she presumed that she was kidnapping the baby. What follows sounds like a truly traumatizing experience, especially for the mother. Mother spoke to the New Zealand Herald about the incident last week when she took her 18-day-old son to the hospital in Auckland for an appointment. As she left, a woman proceeded to follow her all the way to her car, not identifying herself as a hospital contractor. She kept asking over and over, can I hold your baby? Can I help you? Can I hold your baby? I said no. There was no way I was going to give her my child. Then she kept circling around my car. She was going to take the baby out of the car seat and take him.
Jesus, man.
Come on. The mom then began to message her doctors. Contractor, meanwhile, had apparently called police and hospital security, saying that a woman appeared to be having difficulty holding a newborn baby, was leaving with him. This went on for half an hour, scaring the mom and preventing her from picking up another family member from school. Police called the hospital and the Ministry for Children to confirm that the woman was the baby's mother and fit to care for him.
Jesus, man.
They later told her that this woman had a perfectly legitimate reason to call the police because she thought something was out of place. She thought you were, quote, too old to have a baby.
That makes it okay. Like, that's your justification. You're so old and it's a baby. I just figured you're kidnapping. Like, come on.
Well, wait a minute. Did you guys ever have friends growing up who their parents were mistaken for grandparents? And you heard that story a lot.
It happened to me.
Okay.
Right? Because my mom was almost 40 when she had me.
All
right.
But see, that doesn't seem so
not
old
now.
But in 1980.
Okay.
Right. Our parents
but I mean, I remember them. Being in grade school and like a teacher being like, oh, yeah, like, your grandma came by, she's real nice, and I don't know what the look on my face was, and he's like, I am so sorry, that's your mom. I was like, yeah, man, it's not my grandma.
Jesus.
Well, hey, our boss, he was done, it's about a year ago, and so he was older when he had a kid, right? His kid's, what, 3-4 years old now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's considerably older than that, so as time goes by and you grow out your facial hair, his face is just full of white facial hair. His son has long hair. So he was lamenting to Miles and I that he was irritated because he'd gone into the coffee place with his son, and someone commented that he has a beautiful granddaughter.
Oh! Ooh,
that's a double.
Zap!
I couldn't stop. The meeting ended, man. Miles and I just started dying. Like, what? He's like, and you know, he was salty. He's like, I'm trying to buy a cup of coffee today.
Right.
And this woman looks at me and says, oh, you have a beautiful granddaughter. He goes, first of all, it is my son.
My buddy Jeff was just a mistake. I mean, look.
I know. I've been saving that one, dude.
I've never heard a parent speak that way to a child before, as far as just like, ooh. And she's like, Jeff, you stop that. You are a mistake, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. His mom had him, and she was a salty woman when she was 45 years old.
And she's pissed.
All right. But Jeff also had his brother, when he was born, was like 30-some years old.
All right.
Give you an idea what the gap was on this. I mean, his parents got married in high school. I mean, they were old school West Virginian. So they had a kid in high school.
They were related.
Had like three more kids. The whole deal. But when like Jeff was like 10, he was an uncle like 2 or 3 times.
Which is crazy.
I just thought that was the weirdest thing.
That's
ever.
How Bernie is. He comes from a family of 8, and there was like 5 of them that were older, and then the parents took a few years off. But like when we were in high school, He had nieces and nephews.
Right.
That were a year behind us.
That is weird, yeah.
So it'd be weird to have a friend your age and be like, dude, your niece is really hot. It's
listen,
like,
no,
she's 16, I'm 17.
We were 10, 11, 12. But I mean, yeah. Like at Christmas time, these kids are over the house at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So it's like, we knew them because they're just a couple years down from us. Same school. You know what I mean? It was just weird. So he would get that all the time, and that really pissed him. And a matter of fact, his mom just passed away. She lived forever. I wouldn't say she lived
over 100 years. Of course she did, because she sounds miserable.
No, but she will. I mean,
they're a mistake.
Oh, my God. You just walk in the kitchen, man. She'd be smoking a cigarette and drinking a Coke out of a glass bottle, just sitting there, just like she was just pissed. And you had no idea.
She lived to 100?
Yes. You had no idea what
those
she was.
Those are the people that lived to 100.
Right? I know. And I she know. Smoked hundreds.
Right.
That's crazy.
I drink whiskey and chew Red Man. Right, right. You're going to live to be 104 years old.
She made a good pot roast, though.
She sounds like a woman that could make a good pot roast.
I believe
right?
that.
Yeah. She did, really. That's what I got.
The secret of cigarette ashes.
I wish I knew how she made it. Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Our question, age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
We were bringing up earlier that there's a teacher that was accused of having sex with an underage student. Her defense is that it's impossible because I'm far too short to have performed sex in a position that you're accusing me of, right? Well, people check in here. They say, look, man, I'm 6'5". I had a great time with a girl that's 5'2". We had no problems figuring this out. Makes sense. Someone else, what did you say? I'm 5'4". I was with someone who was 6'6". We got on pretty goddamn good. Oh, yeah. People there, they're...
Yeah.
It can be done. They're very proud of it. And goddamn it, where is the one? Someone else points out their son is 6'6", or 6'8". Their daughter is 5'2". The parent themselves is 6 feet tall. They're like, I do not understand how it happened.
That is weird, isn't it?
Well, sit down. I got a story to tell you.
What?
Come over here.
I don't know, man.
One of your basketball friends from DeMatha was a UPS driver in the area?
I mean, maybe. Who knows? That seems crazy.
Well, that's what they said. They're like, I don't get it.
Well, at least they're lying to each other.
Mm-hmm. That's the important part.
So age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK. In all fairness, Steve, you're taller than any other member of your family by far.
I'm 6'4", my brother's 5'9". And he was never happy about that. I'm like, look, you got the brains, I got the looks. What are you going to do, man?
Mm-hmm.
It'll
the
work.
The looks.
I always say that. I'm like, you're the ugly one.
Does it ever work? All right, I think I... But, like, what about when people, like, let's be honest, we've all played sports together. Like, people, I feel like people always are going to pick you first for hoops.
Okay, a black dude with tattoos who's tall, I would pick me too. Little do they know.
That's why you don't gamble on sports.
Right. But I would pick me as well.
Right. Miles is the pick. He gets the bucket.
That's the guy.
I don't know about that anymore.
I'm just saying, that's almost working to your disadvantage. Like, you took me first?
But dude, that's all you heard. Like, you play basketball. And you never want to say, why are you asking me that? But it's like,
what do you get? Like, besides basketball, what else have you heard in your life? Like, as far as just in reference to your height?
Just basketball. Just basketball. That is the only thing.
Has it ever affected your daily life in any way, like with a job, with like, you know, having to watch out for banging your head into something?
One restaurant I worked in New Orleans, it was in an older building, so everything was built for people that were like 5'7", right? It's just one of those super. And when you went down the basement, man, I tore my head up every time. It didn't matter how far down you ducked, right? I'm bald. It hurt. And in England, and you probably noticed this when you're in London, Ted, like.
Yeah.
Everything there's a little bit tinier. People there are a little bit tinier. But you're talking about buildings that are 500 years old, and this bar has been there the whole time. Nothing changed. And for whatever reason, every bathroom in England that I ever had to use was down in the basement. And, man, it's like walking through catacombs.
Yeah, I mean, like, I assume you duck your head.
I'm like a foot taller than, you know, and it's the bathroom. So it's like taking a leak in the airplane bathroom. This is a bar. It has like four urinals, but, I mean, the ceiling is... It feels like it's like,
yeah, and the stairwells, like, there's not room for two people to pass.
Yeah. No, there's really not. I mean, everything there is teeny tiny.
I'll tell you a story real quick. I've told it before, man, but it was just one of the most bizarre experiences ever.
All right.
So, looking for a place to live, and there is a house for sale. This is way back in 2006, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This house is in Blue Ridge, all right?
Oh, okay.
So, it's got a view of the water. Mm. Oh, my God. Look at this house. It's so cheap. It's been on the market for like 2 years. And at this point in time, real estate market in Seattle is pretty good. You know, people are selling their homes. So we go, my buddy Chris, he's my real estate agent. He takes me out there along with a woman. And we get to the house, and it's like an 80s style house. You know, we walk in the door. We can't find the light switch. Like, that's weird. So we walk down the steps a little bit. You know what I mean? Walk in the living room. Everything looks normal. It's kind of 80s dated.
Sure.
But, you know, whatever. It's a living room. I mean, they've got it staged. You know, so there's furniture in there and everything else. And then we walk into the kitchen. And I realize, as I look into the kitchen, everything is 3 feet off the ground. The countertops. The refrigerator is two short refrigerators. I think one was a freezer.
Okay.
And one was a refrigerator. All right. And they were ground level. All right. The sink is 3 feet off the ground. The cabinets are all low. There are no cabinets up top.
All right.
So the only kitchen. It's got cabinets up top, right? Sure. Reach up and grab glasses. There's no cabinets. So the kitchen already looks weird because it doesn't have cabinets, if that makes sense. So, but now, and then we look, and the light switch is 3 feet off the ground, too. And we realize that this house had little people living there before.
Right, customized for
the whole house. There are steps going up to each toilet.
Oh, damn.
There are steps going up to each bathtub. The head of the shower is 4 feet. I mean, like, literally, you could wash your with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, like, this house is an amazing piece of property.
Get my belly button real good today.
And, I mean, it was just like, we were just like, oh, no. Because with the bones being so good, that's great. But everything from the plumbing to the electric, everything needed to go. Basically. You know, you might as well just rip out all the plaster out of the wall.
You said what, the light switches are like a foot and a half off the ground?
Right. I mean, but this is the vanity in the kitchen. Like, literally, or I'm sorry, in the bathroom. If you walked in and looked at the mirror, you could just unzip your pants and it's your penis height.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you're looking at. You can't even see your nipples. It was just, and that's where the lights are. You know what I mean? I was just like, it was fascinating.
Right.
It was fascinating. There were steps up to the ledge where a bed would sit down in.
Yeah.
So in other words, the frame of the bed was actually built into the living room. So you stepped up and then like down into the bed.
Had they built the house or got everything redone?
I don't know. But I mean, I just like...
That's a tough sell, man.
You look at every room, you're like, oh my God, it just doesn't end what you need to do. You walk into a closet, man, and like all the... And the coat racks are 2 feet, 3 feet off the ground.
For you.
Are the door handles lower?
Yes. Everything. Everything. Except for the front door for some reason.
That's the one.
That was the one. It was regular. I guess maybe you can't customize like a legitimate front door like
that. I mean,
you
can.
I don't know.
Well, you have guests over.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. I mean,
wouldn't you hate staying there, though? Like, dude, I got to stay at Gary's house. Like, Gary's a real nice guy, dude. His wife can
cook. How bad would it have been for me? Still way too low?
Yes. I mean, the whole thing.
You're 5'9", you're not 3'2", right? I mean,
this house, one of those houses, like, it dropped price, like, it just chunks of it. Like, they took 30 grand off, you know, then 6 months later, another 20 grand off. I'm like, this is a deal. What is wrong with this house? This house,
you're new.
Looking from the outside, I'm like, wow, what a deal. Like, what's going on here? Mold?
Right.
What could it be? Were they cooking meth? Like, there's no way this house is this cheap. And then you walk in, you're like, oh my God, what is going on? Have you ever seen a tiny toilet?
No.
Oh, man.
Like short, or you mean like tiny?
Where the bottom is not as high. So
oh, come on.
Yeah.
They really have tiny toilets?
Yeah.
What was all that stair talk?
Well, those were down in the main, like in the main area where like just the half bath was.
Yeah.
That had like a ledge. Because I think other people, you know, use the bathroom too. But it was like, it's this half the ground. The bowl in the back's the same size. Like, as far as the water tank?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's a squatty potty. But it's an actual squatty potty. You know what I'm saying?
We just bought a squatty potty.
I mean, you look down, you're like, oh my God. It'd probably be really good to go number two on. Because you're in that position.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
So short. You know what I'm saying? I'll pull one up for you.
I'm looking it up.
It's unbelievable. Age, height, weight, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I just want to give a quick shout-out to Jason and his crew, the guys building the contractors building my home during all this and bad weather.
Well, good on them.
They listen, they rock out to your station every day.
Oh, right on, man.
Oh, nice, man. Tell him thanks. We appreciate that.
You bet. Anyways, I have something that hits on all three of the questions. First off, my mom's 4'10", my dad's 6'6", so I mean, I get the height difference still. I'm 5'10", and I was 145, 150 pounds, and I worked as a charter deckhand for 15 years, and just tall enough to crack my head on stuff, but skinny enough to where when a wave shifted, you kind of bounce off stuff instead of messing yourself up.
So you basically got blown around all the place.
Right. And if I would have been a female, I would have probably made twice as much tits.
yeah, probably would have. Based on your skinniness, did they ever ask you like to crawl in a hole or maybe, you know what I mean, you'd be quicker.
Come on, Steve, couldn't have been.
You know what I mean? Like, was there anything like that ever?
Oh, all the time. My dad was an Alaskan trawler, worked on 135 footer in Alaska, and I was the only one small and skinny enough to sit down into the engine room and get all the crap out of the bilge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right, I've seen it on Deadliest Catch. It's like, get the small guy down to the engine room.
I would start putting on weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a straight-up.
I think you were
200 pounds now.
Well, I think you work too hard on a fishing boat to gain weight, don't you?
What did you do to gain all that extra weight?
Two back surgeries.
Ah, okay. I understand.
Oh, I see. So basically prescription drugs helped you put on that weight.
No, I don't take any prescription drugs. I smoke a lot of weed.
Okay, you know? Well, good for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the skinny thing. I mean, look, a lot of people wish I had more weight. I'm fine with my weight. It's just anytime you're someone skinny, and they're doing the ads now where people are like, I took whatever pill because they're putting on weight, right? And the guy's like, I mean, I weighed 150 pounds and I weigh 175. I'm like, you're probably getting zero sympathy from anyone, right? 98% of people that are going to the gym or making New Year's resolution, it's always about losing weight, right? Never. Right. You know, I'm going to put on 15 pounds this year.
You're right. But I definitely have known a couple people that were like I giggled or something. And they're like, no, man, I'm dead serious. Like, I can't put on weight. And they were like 30.
I mean, did they look sickly or they?
They just, I don't know. They were just very thin. Like, right. One guy wanted, like, he lifted all the time. He just couldn't put on any size.
Couldn't make any gains.
Okay. And then I had another buddy that was, like, would take these trips around the world and stuff, but he would be traveling, and he was, like, one time he got so skinny, he ended up in the hospital. Because he just was, like,
Jesus.
Backpacking through Europe or something and just wasn't, like, didn't have consistent, like, big meals. So that's why I was, like,
damn.
Oh. And he was, like, yeah, and he was, like, look, I get it from your angle why you're kind of giggling when I say I can't put on weight, but he's, like, I'm dead serious. Like, I wish I could.
That is just not something you hear much.
No. Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? Maybe the fact that you're white. Has that worked for your advantage?
Not in this country.
Wow.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
So I am a Caucasian male in my mid-40s, and even though living here in the Pacific Northwest, due to what I do for work, I am a substantial minority.
And what
you are...
Wait, you say you're a white dude in your mid-40s, but your job makes you a minority.
Shoot, if you're not in your mid-40s, I was going to say you're I was going to say you're a defensive back for the Seahawks, but you're in your 40s, so that's too old.
I work as a male nurse. And there are about 200 employees on the unit I work, and there are only about 5 dudes.
How many people assume that you're the doctor when you walk into a room?
I get it a lot, especially from patients or families of ethnic backgrounds. They almost can't even wrap their head around there being a male nurse.
Which is funny, because I want to say, was it before the Civil War? Like, nursing was dominated. It was always a male profession, but then so many dudes were in the war.
That they started recruiting women, right, exactly.
Yeah.
It is a weird thing, though. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with being a male nurse, but anytime, like, if I'm at the doctor and they say the nurse will be in, like, for whatever, you always have it in your head that it's going to be a woman.
No offense,
I'm disappointed when it's a guy because I'm always hoping it's a hot chick. Yeah. So you kind of kill that. That's no fault of your own, you know. But I watch porn, and the nurses are always female, and they're going to have sex with you. But yeah, it is always strange, you know, when a dude walks in, you're like, "Oh, are you the nurse? How many times do you get that question? Wait, you're the nurse?
Oh man, I'm not. This is the honest God truth. Growing up in West Virginia, if you weren't from India, I didn't believe you were a doctor.
I can believe that.
I'm that serious. Because every doctor I had growing up was from India.
And do you know why?
And all of those kids that I went to school with and everything else, and that's what their parents did for a living. Every single one.
Because a lot of times you got a lot of your education paid for. The trade-off was
you have to
work in West Virginia.
You that's have to not go to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, my a friend of my father's, he's a doctor. The Fed paid for it, but he had to do a couple of years. God, it was Oklahoma on a reservation.
It's almost like going to a third world country. They're basically shipping you to the middle of nowhere in the United States.
Yeah, this is the place that nobody, anyone that wants to be a doctor in the U.S., they don't want to be doctors in these places, right? So if we help you cover the bills, we're sending your ass to this place that everyone else wants to
be. The guy who's a doctor at Hopkins, he's going to write his ticket to wherever he wants.
He's fine.
He's going to go teach at Duke or maybe practice.
Yeah, they work in Manhattan.
Yeah, exactly.
But the guy working like in Mississippi, like, oh, they paid for your education. Okay. Yeah. I mean, seriously, like, if you didn't grow up there and you're a doctor there, there's a good chance Fed helped you cover the bills.
Yeah, you're right. I know there's a ton of male nurses, but for whatever reason, I always just expect a woman.
You do, and I think part of it is just how you grow up. I mean, if you watch TV, maybe not so much now, but growing up, like, the doctor was a guy, the nurse was a woman. 100% of the time, any show
Same
you
with
watch,
the phlebotomist. Same with the person taking your blood. And I don't think I've ever had a guy do that.
I had a guy do it, which is weird. Because doctors, I go back and forth on now.
What do you mean?
Like, the doctor, to me, is male or female.
Right, you don't give
for
a
For whatever
fuck.
Reason, right, I'm still that way with nurses.
What about dental hygienists?
Almost always female.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they'll just think...
At least in my experience.
Yeah, the thing of the profession.
Attractive.
It just seems to go, oh my God.
But here's the thing. If you say doctor's assistant, I don't think you're going to be shocked to see a guy. If you say nurse, it sounds like a feminine term, but then that same term follows women around, right? If you're breastfeeding, you're nursing your child. I mean, if you say nurse, it leans feminine. So part of it is, you know, based on... Like, guys can't nurse. Someone could be on your nipple, but you're not nursing them. They're just getting freaky.
Oh, really?
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not. I'm not getting anything to drink.
Sometimes guys...
I'm not giving it up.
Sometimes guys put a nipple on that beer. I see you nursing it.
There you go. You're nursing the beer, right?
Yeah.
Age, weight, height, or gender. What has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK. Hold on, Mike.
All right.
Yeah. Hold the line. More calls coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.